Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm. And here in America, these orders hurt our domestic security by increasing the small number who would resort to terrorism at home. This order makes lone wolves more likely, not less. And I, as your senator from New York, will claw, scrap, and fight with every fiber of my being until these orders are overturned.
Oh, that right there. I mean, do you nominate him for something? I mean, John Boehner cries amazingly, right? There's a few people out there that just cry. Garth Brooks cries at the drop of a hat. Boehner is amazing, but this was pretty amazing. That is Chuck Schumer right there, Senator Chuck Schumer, who is, of course, upset about the whole thing that this ban on Muslims is not really a ban on Muslims, but it is a ban on Muslims, but it's not, but it really is, but it kind of is, and depends who you talk to. The confusion, I'm here to sort it all out for you and set it straight, kids, all right? I'm here to sort it out. I'm here to set it straight. That's what I do. That's who I am. That's what I do. I'm going to give it to you straight. First and foremost, it's not a ban on Muslims. It is a ban on countries where there is issues regarding their governments, i.e. Iran and Iraq, places where there is civil war and there is a prospering of people who are coming there and setting up shop and starting to terrorize nations, i.e. ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Should there have been some more countries on here? That's the funny thing. I sit here and laugh because people say, well, you didn't put such and such. Oh, so you want us to put everybody on here? Because there's 40-some nations that aren't on here, all right? The biggest nations, Indonesia, Pakistan. Pakistan you could have easily put on here. I would have no problem with that. Afghanistan? You know, but we need Pakistan as an ally in the war on terror. Syria is like, who are we even talking to in Syria? And as I pointed out to people, these were things that President Obama had come up with that President Trump took a little bit further. Messaging is something he needs to figure out. He needs to figure out, how do I message better to get things out there? It is a moratorium for the next 4 months or so, 120 days, on these nations, these seven nations that are on this. It is a moratorium on new visas and people coming here. How do we set up safe zones and areas so we can protect these people? How do we vet them better? The number one thing that I ask my government to do is to protect our nation from people that would do us harm both inside of our borders and outside of our borders. That is the number one thing that I ask my country's leaders to do. That's what you should ask them to do. The number one thing right there is to protect our country. Protect not only our country and our citizens, but also our interests abroad and our allies. That's the number one thing. Outside of that, that's when the other parts of politics come into play. But for me, that's the number one thing that we should ask. Did he do it correctly? Was this the right thing to do? You know, you ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different answers. Right now, it's easy to pile on Trump. Trump is easy to pile onto. You get, he wasn't the legitimate president because only 46% of the country voted for him. You get that he is a narcissistic, racist, xenophobe, so anything he says is illegitimate and he's just a bad human being and he's full of hate. You get all of these things thrown in there. It doesn't matter what he does. It does. If he goes out today and he fixes the economy, slows terrorism down to something to where it's negligible and we don't feel it, neither do any of our allies around the world. Let's say he goes outside and he fixes climate change. You're not going to give any credit for it. The same way that many people wouldn't give credit to President Obama. By the way, who chimed in today? Here's one of the things about being the president and being this young is he says he's not going anywhere. He already chimed in today saying that this religious ban is it's not a good president. It's not a good thing. There's always this common courtesy that presidents kind of give the other president, which is, I'm not going to comment. George Bush was very quiet during the presidency of Barack Obama, when I'm sure he wanted to speak up at times. This, to me, I found to be, it's a little early in the game to be talking already. Go enjoy your vacation. Go enjoy your vacation. You guys listen to my show, and you know that I am as fair as they come. If I think something's hokey and crappy, I'll say it. The way that this shaked out, I don't think was good. Do I think it's okay to think about looking at a moratorium for the next 120 days on people coming from other places? Yes, I absolutely think that we need to get a something where we can all agree that the vetting process is done correctly. There's nothing wrong with that. Do I think we need to set up a safe space in some of these other countries where we can make sure that we give these people the help and the safety they need to survive? I am 110% behind that. And if these people check out, I have zero problem with them coming here. If they really want to be Americans, I have zero problems with that. If they want the American dream of freedom, of apple pie, of opportunity, 110% behind. But I think we have every right to take a step back and to look at stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Messaging is the issue that this White House is having in these first few days. Their messages have been, dare I say, horrible at times, confusing at others, and laughable in some moments. That is what this has been. Whether you're talking about the size of the crowd, or, you know, you got Sean Spicer up there sweating and looks like he's ready to blow his top. The arguments and the messaging has been bad. This thing came out on Friday, and when I talked to a couple of my friends who work in the industry, writers, both of them said the same thing. Bad, bad messaging. We didn't find out exactly kind of what was in it for the first few hours. We knew it was signed. We didn't find out who the countries were for the next 24 hours. So all of a sudden, people take to it. And look, they're going to believe whatever they want to believe. You've got a Congress and the Senate wandering around right now. They're walking from the White House. I mean, from Senate to Capitol building to have I don't know what they're doing. They're having some sort of rally. You have Republicans who are defending themselves and having to defend everything, and them not knowing exactly what they're defending because they don't know what's in it. And then you've got, you know, the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA and all of these people trying to deal with people, and they don't even know what the law is. 130 people were maybe detained, of which they were slowed down. They weren't arrested. They weren't put into some special private room, and you know, they were detained, and they are now in the country. You had judges around the country, you know, saying, no, it's unconstitutional, it's not right. There's so much confusion, but 300 plus thousand people traveled on visas on Saturday and Sunday, and about 120 or 130 had some issues getting in the country. I don't find that to be really something we should be losing our lunch over. I think we can take a deep breath, okay? I think we can take a deep breath. Let's err on the side of caution. Let's do it correctly. Let's not alienate people. But also, can I just say this? Let's all, and this goes for both sides, understand that I think this president's trying to do the right thing for the safety of America, because he looks around and he sees what's happening in Europe, and he sees the fact that, you know, Merkel's got issues. France has had issues. Merkel, by the way, Chancellor of Germany. So there's nothing wrong with taking a step back. That's all I'm saying. Let's breathe. And trust me, if this goes longer than 120 days, then we have questions to answer. But if 120 days from now, they're like, we think we've got a program in place that is going to help people, that is going to get the right people here, and that will suss out all the bad actors that are trying to get here and destroy America and or commit crimes on these shores, I'm okay with that. I really am. And if it goes longer and there's no movement and it seems to be hyper-focused on Muslims, then we speak up. People are worried about maybes because they think they're certainties. They're not the same. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Happy Monday, everybody. It is the Chad Benson Show. As your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. I've got a couple polls up there. We'll get to those in a little bit. We have so much stuff to get to today. Tomorrow night, he's going to announce who his Supreme Court pick is, which way we'll be going. We've got your urban word. We've got the worst bands, worst super bands in history. And we'll break down what a super band is. And we've got some NFL and the Hatchimals lawsuit. Wait till you hear about this. If you were upset about Hatchimals, if you got a Hatchimal and it didn't hatch, there's a lawsuit for you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Happy Monday. This is the Chad Benson Show. We aim to please. We also aim to edumacate you in a lot of different ways. That's even throwing out some straight lingo that makes you a little bit hipper. That way, when you tell your kids these kind of things and drop your knowledge upon them, they'll give you that look like, "Doh!" Let's break it down right now. It is the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
All right. Now, I'm going to say this slowly so as not to confuse you and to make you think a bad word is being said. I will, in fact, spell the first word, and then we'll use it in a sentence. Ask. A-S-K. Ask hole. What is that? As a person who uses their time to talk to you by asking pointless, useless, stupid, obnoxious questions for no reason whatsoever. A-S-K, hole. Ask hole. That there be your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Oh, I love when your cranium gets stretched. Tomorrow night, it's going to be very interesting. At 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 on the Pacific side of the country, the president will take to the podium and announce who he is choosing for his SCOTUS pick. That is the Supreme Court of the here, United States of America. Now, we've had, I don't know, how many, Producer Phil, we've had a woman's march. We've had the banning march or whatever it is, march. I don't know what the hell this is called. What are we calling this? We're calling this xenophobic march? March for Muslims? Ooh, that's a good one. Write that down. Let's even get that trending. This one tomorrow night will be the SCOTUS pick, which I think the women will come back out again. So that'll be three marches in 2 weeks for them. They're busy. Because he has kind of hinted, and we've looked at all of the, who he may pick or may not pick, and we've talked about it ad nauseum because that's what you do. It's like this Sunday, the football game. Here we go. We're going to have the biggest football game of the year, obviously. It's the Super Bowl. So they start broadcasting at 8 in the morning, and by the time the game comes, it's just all speculation at this point in time. But he's announced tomorrow night he is going to pick his SCOTUS pick. And we have tossed around who it could be, who it's not going to be, who is the person. I have said William Pryor looks to be the kind of guy that, based on what I'm hearing, he may be it. And the reason is he's hinted at the fact that he wants somebody that is going to be kind of very pro-life and very much the kind of thing that hits all the right notes with all of the people who supported him. Neil Gorsuch, from Denver is one of us. Thomas Hardiman, who his sister serves on the Supreme Court in Philly, on the Circuit Court in Philly, serves with him, and Pryor. And something about Pryor, who for all intents and purposes, seems to be that one that hits all the right notes. He's older than the other two, but there's just something about him. And I have a feeling tomorrow night, which that thing that everybody is worried about is the pro-life thing, right? And this is where it's going to be. Now, by the sounds of it, the Democrats are going to filibuster anyways. It's going to happen. They're going to drag this on for as long as possible. They're going to filibuster this. And, of course, everybody starts talking about the nuclear option. Should there be a nuclear option? Well, we've never really had that. Well, yeah, you know, that all changed it when Harry Reid went nuclear, right? So that kind of changed it all. You did it first, so don't be surprised when somebody else does it. But tomorrow night is the night, and I just have a feeling, and I could be wrong. Like I said, there could be a huge surprise that none of us see coming. But there's just something about Pryor, the pro-choice, pro-life stance that he stands upon. While he's not an exact kind of replacement, I think Goshucks would have been the one, or Hardiman, more so for the likes of Antonin Scalia. Something about Pryor with the pro-life side of it is, I think, where they're looking. And he's even hinted at the fact that he wants to put somebody on here that's not only pro-life, but that's going to be ultra-conservative. And maybe next time there won't be one as ultra-conservative, if there is the next time in his presidency. So this will be very interesting to see what happens. But this is what we have to get ready for tomorrow night. So this will be, what time do you think they'll start marching tomorrow night? Curious about that. 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Do you think they'll start marching on Wednesday instead? Will that be a Wednesday march?
I don't know. Let me look at the over-under.
Over-under, yeah, Wednesday march. So, well, we'll see. Yeah, yeah. If you don't have a job either, I mean, you know, we got nothing else going on. You might as well march. Chad, that is rude. Are you saying I just said something? Slow your roll. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Call the program as well. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Worst and best super bands. Let's get away from politics and have a laugh, shall we? The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Ah, party people. You know what? If Pryor is to be nominated, there is something hanging out there that's kind of weird, and it was brought to my attention by our crack news team here that there is, apparently on the internet, and again, the internet is what it is. You can trust it or not trust it. Fake news is everywhere. But on the internet for the last 10 years or so, swirling around is the potential that William Pryor could have been the Judge Hammer in, I guess it was a gay porn? Is that what the whole thing was about? Call him Judge Hammer? Was that what we call him? What's under your robe, Judge? You've been hammered. Boop, 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 boop. Alleged. Now, this is alleged. But these are the things that may be brought up. And in this day and age, I'm telling you, man, you don't know what guy or gal is going to be, you know, querying them across the way and asking them questions when they take out this picture. Is this you? And there's a naked, you know, he had to be probably in his late teens, early 20s by the look of it. So those are the things that hang out there in the world of politics and pop culture that may come back and bite you in the ass. Couple polls up on the Twitter page at Chad Benson Show. Speaking of that, how big of a fight will Trump have on his hands with his SCOTUS pick? 0%, not fight at all. 36% said huge fight, but winnable. 36% says filibuster time. 28% says nuclear option time. And for those of you who don't know what that is, explaining stuff like, there's a nuclear option where you can, it's essentially thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing, as opposed to needing that 60 vote. So there is a chance to do this. Harry Reid did it. Was it last year? I think Harry Reid did it. And it's been very, it's been one of those things where people stay away from. But now that he's done it, he's put it out there for other people to do it. So the potential, even if the filibuster is going on. And finally, does Trump's temporary ban go too far? 77% say no, it doesn't. 23% says yes, it does. At Chad Benson Show is the Twitter. We can get away from politics now because it's boring. Let's be real. There's only so much we could talk about, right? It's time to move on to fun stuff. They have the world's worst super bands have been announced. And we were trying to figure out what super bands or super groups were. So these are apparently people who are either solo artists and or in other bands and have joined forces to make crap music for us. So that's awesome, right? Because you don't get that much. I'm kidding. You get that all the time. Most bands, like the Jonas Brothers, while they weren't in any other bands, they were a crap band. Even Hanson was in one of these bands. One of the guys from Hanson. The first band on our list is a band that you've never heard of, nor should you, but they did make some crap music. Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, and this actor, a little-known actor named Johnny Depp. It's called Hollywood Vampires. Wow, that is horrible.
Actually, it kind of sounds like Marilyn Manson, some of his earlier stuff.
It's uncomfortable. Makes my teeth hurt. Makes my teeth itch and my hair hurt. That's what that was. That was Hollywood Vampires. Johnny Depp. I didn't know Johnny Depp was so good at the old Muzak. That's what you wanted. Like, it's funny. If you're an actor, you want to be a singer or an athlete. If you're an athlete, you want to be an entertainer. If you're a rapper, right? If you're a songstress or a talented musician, it's easy for you to transition into the television world and movie world. Much easier it is than the opposite. Of all the kids or people out there that are, I think have transitioned well, there's only been one that has transitioned to the point where it's Bo Jackson like, where he's a rock star and he's a movie star, and that's Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars. He's a rock star. I've seen 30 Seconds to Mars. That guy can sing, and that guy has energy, and he's got a presence on stage. And he's a movie star and an Academy Award winner. But other people, what was the, who was it? Bruce Willis's, was it Bruno? Is that what he was?
Oh, yeah, ooh, I remember that.
That was horribly. There's been some horror. I'm sure there's been a few others that have done somewhat okay, but nothing like that. He's the only one that I could say he can win a Grammy, he can win an Academy Award. The other ones, not so much. Horrible. Billy Bob Thornton? Mm-hmm. No, not going to happen. We move from there to a band that, is just awful, but fun and awful as well. They were called The Power Station, led by Robert Palmer, Chic drummer Tony Thompson. Duran Duran had a couple members in there, John Taylor and Andy Taylor. Bernard Edwards, also of Chic, was involved. They had a couple big hits, but not many. And then eventually their music was so bad that Robert Palmer died. Take a listen. Oh, Robert Palmer died of a heart attack. He's like, I can't believe I'm in this band. And then he says, this is horrible. I'm kidding, my God. Robert Palmer always looked like he was an accountant that showed up and he was just going to sing a song. That was Power Station, horrible band. This band I didn't think was bad, and I think producer Phil will agree with me on this. They've got a bunch of good, great musicians, some real genuine rock stars in this, and I didn't think they were bad, but there was like they did like an album, and it was pretty decent. They had a hit. Paul Rodgers from Free and Bad Company, Jimmy Page, I remember this guy, he was in the Yardbirds and this other band called Zeppelin, Chris Slade, Man for Man's Earth Band, Uriah Heep, and Tony Franklin was in there. Chris Slade went on to eventually be the drummer for AC/DC for a very long time. They were called The Firm, and this was their hit.
Well, it's not a fight, and I'm not your captive, turn me loose tonight.
I didn't think they were that bad. I really don't. I liked them when I thought. I thought they're decent. And as a kid growing up in the 80s, you know, I mean, I didn't get the Jimmy Page that everybody else got, you know, in the 70s and stuff. So for me, this was my first introduction to him doing music that was like, that you would recognize as current. We moved from there to a band I've never heard of, and they were horrible. They were actually voted the number one worst of all of these bands. They are so bad. And I did not hear of them until today. I have never heard this song. When I told producer Phil, have you ever heard of them? He said, nope, never heard of them. Mick Jagger, I've heard of him. He's in the Bee Gees. Damian Marley, Joss Stone, Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, A.R. Rahman, who is the noodle guy. No, wait, he's not. He's the guy that did Slumdog Millionaire. My bad. And by the way, I know Mick Jagger is not in the Bee Gees. He's in the Beatles. Here's their band. They're called Super Heavy. Take a listen to this crap.
And you're entitled to it. I'd be lost in oblivion if we don't go through it.
There's nothing wrong with you. I can't fix.
Oh, God, this is awful.
It is horrible, right? Can we all just agree that outside of the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger is horrible? Can we just agree to that? And it'll never be spoken about again. Let's all pretend this didn't happen. Just like that horrible duet with David Bowie didn't happen. We'll just go away and no more dancing in the streets and no more of this. We moved to this band. I like this band. This band was decent. I don't know why they would say they were a horrible supergroup. I think it was more about the drugs and the alcohol that ended up destroying them. Guns N' Roses member Slash and Duff McKagan. You had Matt Sorum backing vocals and drums alongside Dave Kushner. Formerly of band Wasted Youth. Scott Weiland, formerly of Being Alive and the Stone Temple Pilots, was the lead singer. They were called Velvet Revolver.
Pieces, and I'm still falling. Every time I'm falling down. All alone.
Wasn't horrible. Wasn't great. Wasn't horrible. I think people expected a lot more. There are no traveling Wilburys. That's a great band right there. That's a hella band. Those guys were amazeballs. Ooh, that's a good urban word, right? Amazeballs? I like that. This band right here was voted number 8 as the worst all-time supergroup. I think they got a raw deal. Asia is their name. They had the likes of, John Whedon of King Crimson. You had Steve Howe of Yes, keyboardist John Downs of Yes, the Buggles as well, and drummer Carl Palmer of this band called Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. They had one mega hit, and to this day, when you hear it, everybody knows it. And I think it's safe to say if you've got one mega hit like this, it's real. You're a real band, no matter how crappy the rest of it is. Here's Asia.
It was the heat of the moment. Telling you what your heart meant.
That's Asia. And finally, maybe the most famous of all these bands, I would say, is a trio out of Sweden called Swedish House Mafia, led by Axwell, Steven Angelo, and Sebastian Ingrosso. All three of these guys spin records, jump on stage, and that was pretty much about it. They broke up about 2 years ago. Saw a great documentary about the fact that they did break up. They literally broke up at the height of electric music and the height of their fame. They were at a point where they were probably commanding about $1 million a night to $3 million a night each to go on stage and spin their records or whatever it is. They're little record player machines. They are called the Swedish House Mafia. They had one hit that you may recognize. The rest of it was all samples on everything from commercial to other pop and rock stars. Here is the Swedish House Mafia.
say heaven's got a place for you.
I love that. I didn't think they were that bad. Phil, what'd you say, though?
Sounds it's like just, every other dance tune I've ever heard.
And you know why that is, right? Because it's all about the heartbeat. That's the whole thing about what makes great music. You find a rhythm that is close to a heartbeat kind of feel. And that's what makes it so into it. Then you just mess it up by putting other crap around it. But as long as you got the... I'm telling you, dude, we're crafting our hit and we don't even know it yet. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. He's got a text saying, 30 Seconds to Mars is amazing. I've seen them, man. That guy is a rock star. He is. Like, that's the guy. Like, if you people are like, okay, if you have to be one famous person, you're like, that's the guy. That guy. He's got all the talent. That's not fair. You got to give some of your talent. This 1% kind of talent thing is screwy. Chad, that's not very nice. Text the program 323-538-2423. Hatchimals, did your kid get one? Was it a flop? There's a lawsuit waiting for it right now for you to join. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Oh. Christmas time is a wonderful time. You wake up. To me, it's always about experiences. I love seeing my son with a huge smile on his face, even though we're going to spend much time together as much as I would love to, and shuffling back and forth. But I love to see when he gets himself a present. I remember at Christmas, I can remember back to the best presents I've ever had. And every year, parents work hard, and grandparents, and people scrimp and scrape, and they get ready because that child wants something. Something that at times may be tough to get. But when you get it and you see your child's face on Christmas Day, it's amazing. And that's a memory. You've created a memory. Hatchimals was this year's memory maker. It was the hottest toy this holiday season that just passed us. There was no hotter toy. Nuh-uh. No way. A woman is suing the company called Spin Master, a Canadian company, that makes Hatchimals, alleging bait-and-switch marketing scheme. They falsely advertise goods with the intention of substituting with inferior goods. Unfortunately, this Christmas season, they say millions of children and families across the globe are sorely disappointed with coal in their stocking in the form of a bait-and-switch marketing scheme perpetrated by Spin Master, the manufacturers of this Christmas season's It gift. Hatchimals. It's a toy that consists of a large spotted egg containing a robotic animal, and it's supposed to hatch after a specific set of instructions are followed. The toy, for ages 5 and above, comes in 5 different species. The Pangolus, the Dragolus, the Birtles, the Alcorns, and the Barrakeet. According to Spin Master's website, the hatching process takes about 25 to 40 minutes. Each Hatchimal is unique, and it will have different varying hatching times. The problem is, they all didn't hatch. Some of them were dead when they hatched. They got a deadmal instead of a hatchimal. So what do you do when you have a toy that's broken? What do you do when you need to sue somebody for something completely asinine and frivolous? What do? You turn to this law firm. That's what you do. Hey, was your Christmas ruined? Was it destroyed because the memories of what should have been a great Christmas were ruined by the fact that Hatchimals that you bought your kids weren't actually hatching?
These are Hatchimal eggs, magical creatures.
How you doing? It's Chad Benson of the Benson Law Firm, and we're here to make it right for you. We understand the trauma of your little spoiled brat experience under the Christmas tree when they expected a newborn Hatchimal pet and instead they ended up with a stillborn plastic freak.
They can't hatch without us. They need us to hatch.
The magic may have been taken out of your Christmas, but we here at the Benson Law Firm will put that magic back into your bank account frivolously. Call us in the next 30 seconds and we'll throw in an additional class action lawsuit for free. Maybe you bought a can of soda and it didn't open. Or you bought a tire and it went flat eventually. Hey, call us now. 555-LAWSUIT. That's 555-LAWSUIT. We'll fight for you. Even if there's nothing to fight for, we'll fight for you. That sounds like the guy you want on your side, who eerily sounds like somebody I should probably be a lawyer. What the? That's the best thing in the world, right? Were you screwed over? Do you have some sort of disease? Did you buy this and you've got sweaty palms now? Well, they've set aside $500 million in a fund and let me fight to get me all I can for myself and a 37-cent check for you. Call the Chad Benson Law Firm. Who always wins, Phil? The lawyers. That's who always wins. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It is a Monday. We got so much stuff still to get to. We are chocker-blocked full of stuff. I still got some NFL stuff. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the Pro Bowl was yesterday and nobody cared, but the Super Bowl is this week and Tom Brady is in the thick of things with controversy. You can check out the old Twitter. We got a few things up there about SCOTUS and the Muslim ban, as they call it. At Chad Benson Show, there's a couple polls there. Text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Hour one on this beautiful Monday down. Hour two, well, we're going to go see if it's preheated and ready to roll. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.